Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friend. This year is a continuation of the previous year. We've been discussing Tsar Bali Chaim. And in the previous year, Kedarkenu B'Kodesh, we saw a slew of questions, difficulties in the sukkah. And now we are going to proceed to resolve them. And again, this is with the help of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Reino HaRav Moshe Luria Zitzal. We saw Piskei HaTosfos, who proves from Tosfos that when there's a tzarech, there is no tzar bali chayim. Now we saw Tosfos inside, that that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that if there's a kavod hamelech, if there's a mitzvah of kavod hamelech, there's no tzar bali chayim. But Piskei HaTosfos says, Tosfos is saying, that if it's a tzarech, there's no tzar bali chayim. So it would appear that Kushas HaTosfos is going on the makshin. Lama ein b'zeh mishum darchei amoiri. The Gemara says that when you're oikren an amalachim, when you uproot the hoof of the animal after the death of the king, why isn't there, the Gemara asks, why isn't it Darchei Amoiri? So Tosfos says, what about Tsar Bali Chaim? There's also a Tsar Bali Chaim problem. So this is before the Teretz of the Gemara. Because the Gemara gives the Teretz, after the Gemara says, Sarfan al Malachim, the Gemara says that you burn for the honor of the king. So the Gemara asks, they don't destroy anything else? Just burning the bed and the personal effects of the deceased king? Aye, Batanya Oikran al Malachim. We taught in another Braisa that they uproot animals for the honor of Jewish kings. Ve'emboi mishum darchei amoiri. And it's not forbidden because it's the ways of the Amorites. So we see that other items of the deceased king were also destroyed. Gemara's answer to that is, Sus sherachav alav. That braisa refers to the horse on which he rode. Since this horse was designated for the king's use, it's considered one of his personal items, and therefore it's included. When it says Sarfim Malam Malachim, that includes Okr Malam Malachim. That's the Gemara's Terence. So the Gemara asked earlier, when it says Sarfim Malam Malachim, Okr Malam Malachim, and so the Gemara says Okr Malam Malachim, Vim Mishim Darchei Amoiri. So on that, Tosfos asks, so what are you only asking about the Okr Malam Malachim for? What about Tsar Bali Chaim? You're only asking about Darchei Amoiri. What about Tsar Bali Chaim? That's the Kash of Tosfos. So this is before the Gemara's Teretz of Sus Sherachav Olam. So Tosfos is in the Havamina. In the Havamina, Ein Midubar Kan B'Sus Sherachav Olav HaMelech El Estam Maaseh Kazeh L'Chvod HaMelech. We're not talking about the horse in which he rode. We're talking about Stam doing a Maisa for the honor of the king. And the Nafka Mina is that according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that we're talking about the horse that the king rides upon, it's not only a Maisa Akira is a Maisa kavod lamelech, etzem hadavar she'asus akor v'yevshel l'shtamish b'hu kavod hamelech. Not only is the Maisa Akira, Maisa Kavod LaMelech, but the fact that it can't be used is Kavod LaMelech. But in the Havamina, that we're not talking about the horse of the king, there's no Kavod LaMelech afterwards when the sus is uprooted, when the hoof is cut off. So, again, in the Havamina, it's Stama Maisa Kavod LaMelech. And in the Maskana, after we get to the Teretz, it's not only Kavod LaMelech, but now it can't be used anymore. So it's not only the Etzem Maisa Akira that's Kavod LaMelech, the very fact that the horse is now uprooted is also Kavod HaMelech. Now nobody can use it. That's in the answer. But in the Kasha, in the Havamina, that we're not talking about, in the Havamina, that we're not talking about a sus sherachav alav melech. There's no kavod lamelech afterwards when the sus is akor. The only kavod lamelech is doing the maisa akira, because the king died, so you're doing a maisa to show kavod lamelech. That's the Havamina. That's talking about everybody's horse. That's what we do to show honor for the king. We uproot our horses when the king dies. That's any horse, not just the king. So there's no mailan that the sus is akor. There's only a mailan, the maisa akira. That's in the kasha. And that there's sar balei chayim, yesh loimash is a machmas shnei dvarim. It could be because of two things. One, etzem maisa akira shehut sar. First is the etzem maisa akira. That's sar lebehema. That's one sar balei chayim. And then there's the tsar of afterwards, that the animal can't walk. So now that the Tosfos answers, that mishum kavod melech, tachin nisr tsar balei chayim, that the Tosfos answers, that al kavod hamelech, or derech tsar balei chayim, that's only the maskana, that we're talking about the horse of the king. That afterwards there's kavod hamelech, when the horse is akor. And therefore, that's also doiche, the din tsar balei chayim, that comes afterwards, that the horse is in pain. But in the Havamina, that the kavod hamelech is only in the etzem maisa ikor, that kavod hamelech can be doiche tsar balei chayim is only in the maisa akira, but not the iser afterwards. Because then there's no mitzvah. So in the Havamina, kavod hamelech is only doicha the tsar balei chayim of the maisa akira, but tsar balei chayim is not doicha the tsar of afterwards. There's no mitzvah of afterwards, so it's only doicha the maisa akira, but not the tsar of afterwards. The mitzvah is only doicha the tsar of the maisa akira, not the tsar of afterwards. Ubechreach, we see from Tosfos shebechay gavna sheetzem ha'maisu letzorech hamelech ein iser ma she'achar zeh yiyeh tsar balei chayim. When the mice is letzarech hamelech, there's no iser if afterwards it's going to be tsar balei chayim and there's going to be no more mitzvah because it was done letzarech. But this is difficult. Mahu tzuchu taisis lomer mishum kvodo shamelech batzi yisr tsar balei chayim. Why did taisis have to say that al tzkavad hamelech v'daych tsar balei chayim? We could say b'pshut, kipshutai. Mishum shezeh letzarech. Even if there's no mitzvah, forget about the mitzvah part. Just say it's the tzarech. The tzarech kavod hamelech, putting aside the mitzvah. Tosfos says it's not the mitzvah. Just say it's the tzarech. So we can say that that's the machloikas of the two shittas that we saw in the previous shir. The shita of the yisur v'heter is enachinami. Gam al maisa ikur atzmoi hayev shalemer de letzarech mutter. Yeah, we could have said that. And the Tosfos write better. That there's also a mitzvah. And even if it was Shalom Letzarech. So on the Etzem Maisa Ikur, there's a mitzvah, and that's even better than Tzarech. So that's why Tosfos answered mitzvah, but Enechanami, Tzarech alone is enough. But from the fact that it's mutter, even afterwards there's going to be no mitzvah and there's still going to be tsar balei chayim. It must be kol shehu letzarech, there's no iser. So the sheet of the iser v'heter is the Sefer Esavehetu is a Sefer on Yeridaya that he was Makabel from the Maharil, and we don't know who the author of the Sefer is, but he was one of the Kadmoinim Mechachmei Ashkenaz from the generation of Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, the author of the Shumas HaDeshen. Akolpanim, so the sheet of the Yisr V'Heter is Einachinami. All the Tzarech is Mutter. And as we saw in the previous shir, that the Yisr V'Heter writes that as long as it's the Tzarech, Tzar Ba'alei Chaim is permitted. Hechash Yish Lo Revach, there's no Yisr Al Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, any benefits you get. Tosis is just said Al Tzmitzvah because it's even better. But the Tzarech you have even after the Akirin, there's no longer a Mitzvah, it's still Mutter because it's the Tzarech. However, the sheet of the Maharit is different because we can say that in the Yisr of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim there are two things. Number one, there's a din mitzad behema she'asur letzara. There's a din mitzad behema that you're not allowed to be mitzar the behema. And there's also a din in the gavra that he's not allowed to do a maisa that's mitzar the behema. Just like Yisr of Tzicha, there are two things. There's the nirtzach, that someone's being killed. And then there's the etzem maisa gavra that he's not allowed to do, such a horrible thing. So we can say that these two dinim are mischalik b'shnei inyone tzar sheyesh b'ikul. The b'mashab that the behem is mitzdayer now in the maisa ikur, there are two dinim. There's the sai mitzad the behem and sai mitzad the maisa gavra. But that the behem afterwards is going to have tzar from the ikur, there's tzar mitzad the behem, but there's no more maisa gavra. So the Maharit learns that it's muchach midivrei ha-Tosfos shekol shehu letzarech like a tzar ba'alei chayim ukemevuar. What's the hoichacha? Shehoichacha, or at least piskei ha-Tosfos, that the hoichacha is that afterwards there's tzar and there's no mitzvah. So if it's Litzarech, there's no Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. Because afterwards, there is Tzar, and there's no mitzvah. So that is only in a case where it's only Tzar Ba'alei Chaim mitzad the behema. So there we can say that as long as it's Litzarech, there's no Isser. When there's an Isser of Tzar Ba'alei Chaim, also mitzad the Maisa Gavra, there we don't see in Tosfos that it's Mutter. That's what we saw in the previous shir, in the name of the Maharit, Limrot Noitzis Mechayim Miknafel Etzarech Ksiva Aser Al Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. To pluck the feathers is Aser, even if it's going to bring you benefit. So if there's going to be a Maisa Gavra involved, that we're Matir, Litzarech, is only when there's Tzar, the Tzar Ba'alei Chaim Mitzad the Behema. But if there's a Maisa Gavra involved, there's no Heter. Hechadika Isser Tzar Ba'alei Chaim Gam Machmas Maisa Gavra, there it's not Mutter. V'yisod v'zel mehadim avur b'chulin. Litzarech Menir Mehezek Gam Ken Iki Yisr Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. Even if you want to prevent Hezek, like we saw in the Gemara in Chulin and Av Zayin, that the Gemara wanted to harm the damaging mules, the Gemara says, let's harm the damaging mules, because it's Latoyelas, because they're Mazik the Rabbim and there's Hezek. Nevertheless, it's aser. So you see that even letzairech, menia mehezek, preventing hezek, is an iser of tzar bali chayim. And there it must be, because there's a maisa gavra. And there we don't find the heter, kishu letzairech. What's the only het there? The only het there is the tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech mitzvah, we're matir. If there's a mitzvah involved, we're matir. But stam to harm, to a maisa gavra of harming an animal is aser. And that's why we also find in the Maseches Bava Basra, the gabe elu shememater mechalom, that make the window smaller, that tumah shouldn't pass through. The Gemara says about the Avram Adulto, maybe he'll cut it off to give it to the dogs. And the Gemara says, no. Tzar Balei Chaim lo avid eilitz l'toeles. The answer is even l'toeles. You're not allowed to do it if there's no mitzvah. So again, the Hachacha from Tosfos is that afterwards there's tzar, and yet it's still mutter. But that tzar of afterwards is only mitzad the behemah. But there's no Maisa Gavra. If there were a Maisa Gavra involved, then it wouldn't be mutter. That he does the Etzem Maisa Ha'ikor on the animal in the first place. So there's a Maisa Gavra and there's Tzar to the Behema. So that's permitted anyway because it's a mitzvah. That's permitted because it's a mitzvah. And that mitzvah is doiche. That mitzvah is doiche the yisur of tzar bali chayim. But from that, the yisur v'heter learn, not only if that's toisvus, that the piskei toisvus and the yisur v'heter learn, and the piskei toisvus learn, that... Even if it's not a mitzvah, even if it's letzarech, it's mutter. Why? Because the etzem maisa ikor, you're right there's a mitzvah. What about afterwards? Afterwards, there's tzar without a mitzvah. The answer is that if it's a letzarech, it's mutter, even if there's no mitzvah. But to that, the Ma'arit responds, no. That it's mutter, letzarech, if there's no mitzvah, that's only if there's only tzar, mitzad the behema. But not the maisa gavra. You're not allowed to do a maisa gavra to cause an animal tsar if there's no mitzvah involved, even if it's letzara. So that's gevaldik, that's the machloikas between the yisur v'heter and the ma'arit. But according to the yisur v'heter, again, based on Tosfos, says in the Piskei Tosfos and the Yisur V'heter learns from Tosfos that if it's Letzorech, there's no Tzar Balei Chayim. I Tosfos only says if there's a mitzvah, it's only the Maisa, that's a Maisa. What about the afterwards? And we're in the Kasha where it's not talking about that it belongs to the king, it's talking about it belongs to anybody. And there's going to be Tzar afterwards, even if it's not, and there's going to be no mitzvah involved. There's no Kavod HaMelech afterwards. So how's it mutter? The answer is it's mutter letzarech. And the Ma'arit answers no. That afterwards there's going to be tzar and it's permitted. That's only because there's no Maisa Gavra involved afterwards. But if there's a Maisa Gavra, it's not mutter letzarech. For that you need a mitzvah. And that's why we see in the Gemara in Chulin and the Gemara in Bava Basra that letzarech tzar balei chayim is aser. There's a Maisa Gavra involved of causing tzar. That's mamish brilliant, Baruch Hashem. Well, if he's there, we can answer the Ritva's Kasha and the Ramban. What did we see in the previous shir? We saw that the Gemara talks about Rabbi Gamliel's animal that was carrying Dvash, and it was like that the whole Shabbos. The Gemara says, what about Tzar Balei Chaim? Ramban says that the kasha of the Gemara is not to be over in the Yisur Derabbanan of Mavata Kli Meichana and throw the Dvash onto the pillows. But the Gemara is saying that he should lose the Dvash. Let him lose the dvash al tsar bali chaim. Let him cut it down. And the Ritva says, no. It's mutter l'tzarech. So he doesn't have to. You're allowed to do tsar bali chaim l'tzarech. It's not a problem. Because if the tzar behem, you can lose your dvash, no. But rather it's kedivrei Rashi. That we're telling you not to lose your dvash, but to be over the yisod rabbanan to prevent the tzar bali chaim. Not to lose your dvash. Because it's tzarech, you're allowed to tzar bali chaim with tzarech. So that's the Ritva. So we can say that Shitas HaRambam is the hechay sheish tzarech mutter, like the Yisr v'heter. When there's tzarech, it's mutter. But he learned that the Yisoda heter is yim oisem maise shul toeles ein bim maise zem yishul maise shel asiyas tzar bali chaim. The kosh is a maisel toeles, shema maisel shel toeles. V'chein imu matchino bereichayim, ein ze mishum, ein beze mishum, ein beze shum iser, shere ze maisel shtam shel shel maisel shel tzar. Aval v'hod etun amase b'shabiz, v'ze shehetina m'boid yoy masa, v'lo parkum yinu gam atu choshev kol hazman, ke maisel didei du osa shiyesh ala behem amasa. Omnam, harevach shaloi, einu b'ze she'amasa u'at ala behema. Adim yachtach z'chavolim yafsa v'sasakim b'ze. Lo'y metzinu, b'ze lo'y metzinu shum heted, lo'y nemar shemutu l'asa s'sar b'chai gavna. The Ramban says, inachinami, if you do a maisa of toyeles, so then it's b'seder gamur. But here there's no maisa of toyeles, it's just sitting on the animal. And the benefit is not that it's sitting now on the animal. You don't care that it's on the animal, let it be on the ground. The problem is that if you cut it down, then it's gonna be destroyed. Then it's gonna he's gonna lose the honey's gonna be lost. So there's no heter of tzar bali chaim because he doesn't need the etzem fact that it's on the back of the donkey. And the very fact that it's on the back of the donkey now, it's like he's placing it there. The fact that Meboid Yomi wasn't Poireg, like the famous Yisod in Makas Dav Chaf Aleph, when you do a Maisa, so the Maisa, it's considered as if the Maisa continues the whole time, without getting into that. We saw also in Yenizikin, Chamish Yishevshu Asaf Salechot, B'divrei Rambam, Chanish Yishenichu Ma'asa Al-Behema, U'Mesa, that there's no nafkamina when the animal died, when you put it on or afterwards, it all relates back to when you did the Maisa. So here also, it relates back to when you did the Maisa. So he did the Maisa, that the animal has a Masa, and right now he doesn't need the Masa and the Behema. Let the Masa be on the ground. So he's not getting benefit right now. See, it's like he's doing a Maisa of Tzar Bali Chaim, but he's not benefiting from this Maisa because let it be on the ground. The only problem is that if he cuts it down, it's going to get lost. But that's not Matir Tzar Bali Chaim. Only if he's doing a Maisa that the Etzim is L'Toyelis. Right now there's no Maisa of Etzim that the Masa is on the Behema that's L'Toyelis. So there we don't have a Heter of Tzar Bali Chaim. But the Ritva learns that there's She'ein Isser Mitzad Etzim HaMaisa El Masha Behema Yesh L'Tzar Yimatchina Borei Chaim Mutter Bechreach Diyav Shalomar. Kedivrei Ramban, the Ritva learns that there's no Yitzer mitzad etzim ha-maisa. The only Yitzer is mitzad that the Behema has tsar. And we don't care that the Behema has tsar. Because you're allowed to be matchino berei chayim. When you're matchino berei chayim, you're doing a maisa that the animal has tsar. But it doesn't matter. Because it's Litzarech. Now, again, according to the Ritva, the Yisr isn't mitzad etzim ha-maisa. The Yisr is mitzad that the behemah has tsar. Remember, we were mechale. That there's an Yisr gavra, an Yisr on the behemah to have tsar. So the Ramban learns you're only allowed to do a maisa of toeles if in the etzim maisa there's toeles. But if there's no toeles in the etzim ha-maisa, then it's not mutter. The Ritva learns that the Yisr isn't mitzad the etzim maisa. The Yisr is that the behemah has tsar. And from the fact that you're allowed to be matchin berechaim, you're allowed to cause him to work in the grind mill. So be'echrech, that we can't say like the Ramban, that it has a shame maisa letzarech. Because according to the Ritva, bein kach, eina Yisr mitzad ha-maisa ela mitzad ha-tsar. According to the Ritva, anyway, the Yisr isn't mitzad the Maisa. The Yisr is mitzad the Tsar of the Behema. So what does it help us that it has a Maisa, the Shem Maisa of Toyalis? At the end of the day, there's Tsar for the Behema. It doesn't help us as a Shem Maisa, and you see that it's still permitted. So the Ritva is learning that any Tsar for the Behema, we don't care about Tsar Baalei Chaim if there's Toyalis for a person. And it's not because it has a Shem Maisa Shel Toyalis, because the Ritva isn't interested in the Maisa. It isn't interested if the animal is having Tsar. When the Ramban says it has a shame maisa toelis, the Ritva doesn't hold that way. And we also understand what the Ritva, that the Ramah paskins, that when he is a revach mutter, why is it mutter? It's mutter lekulei alma. If your morait notzos, if he plucks the feathers, is according to the Ritva, it's mutter because it's letzarech. So even though the animal is having tsar, it doesn't bother us. And according to the Ramban, it's mutter because the mice is betzim and mice of toyeles, because you need these notzos. So it's mutter lekulei alma. And with this, we could be miyashiv the Rambam. The Rambam, we saw stira. Is Tsar Baalei Chaim d'arais or not? So maybe the Rambam is mechalik between these two dinim, not that we see in the Rambam, that Tsar Baalei Chaim is not d'arais. It's talking about when you see a behem of a guy, that's tuna mas, you don't have to unload the burden. Here, you're not doing any maisa. And the other Rambam paskins is not d'arais. Because it's a tsar of a behemah without your maisa. Since you're not doing a maisa, Tsar Baalei Chaim is not the raisa. And therefore, you don't have to help the goy unload his animal. But for Shabbos, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos is mashma that it is, Tsar Baalei Chaim is the raisa. Why is that? Because there, he says that it's doicha the yisur of mevato kli meichane, which is only the rabban, and the tsar baalei chaim d'araisa, when the animal is loaded with the honey or loaded with the burden. So it's doicha the yisur. You're allowed to be mevato kli meichane in order not to be over the tsar baalei chaim d'araisa, because there it's talking about where you loaded the animal. Ah, you loaded the animal, that's your maisa. So there Tsar Baalei Chaim is d'araisa. Because the Rambam holds that in a chinami, to prevent tsar from an animal isn't d'araisa. But when you did the maisa to cause the tsar, then it is d'araisa. So that would be the teretz in the Rambam. The Rambam's not soser himself. When is Tsar Baalei Chaim d'araisa? When you did a maisa to cause the animal is just suffering, it's not d'araisa. When you did the maisa to cause the suffering, so then it is, in Mimela you have to be mevato kli meichana. And maybe that's what the Gra meant when he said, yesh li yashiv tifer Rambam, we also have to be me'ayin in the sheet of the Yisr v'heter, that kol tzarich mutter, how's he going to learn up the sugyas in chulin above a baser? Why there's an asim mishum tzar bali chayim? So Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful mahalach here. So first, lehavin et ha-sugiyah hazot, ha-merateket. Bezrat Hashem, אנחנו נהנים מאוד ללמוד מסכת עבודה זרה, אז אנחנו מקווים שנמשיך ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו באהבה. אמן ואמן, שלום שלום. Thank you so much for listening.